two steps back. No matter what I do, you're always mad, and I can't change your mind.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. When we say a better deal, we mean it. Spring into Honda North today and test drive the 2018 Accord. Named the North American Car of the Year. Buying or leasing, we've got a better deal waiting for you at Honda North. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to another edition of our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. This is our local music show. This segment presented by the Meat Locker Recording Studios in Butler. I'm really anxious to see what was up. Apparently some significant renovations have been undergoing down at the Meat Locker Recording Studio, down off Brady Street in Butler. I'm curious to see what Jim was up to. He had a pretty nice facility already, and must be adding some goods. I don't know.
Yeah, hey, a Grassy winning song came out of there. So
yeah, I mean, what more do you need to do? But that's Jim. You know, he's always staying on top of the latest technology, and he can get you recorded and get you on the Grassroots Show. And we welcome you here tonight. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. And a pretty good weekend. We just had a Rock Down Right tour stop for May. And some folks came together to help an important cause in our community, to help homeless women veterans. And that was Robin's Home. And appreciate everybody for their support and stopping in at the Lindor American Legion on Friday night.
Yeah, they're hoping to open their doors in July. So everything that you contributed on Friday night is going to help make that happen, so thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was neat to see, too, another cause that the Rock Station has kind of gotten behind over the years, that it was involved with helping local people out in their time of need, is the Sailor Salkeby Memorial Ride. And they've scaled that back this year just because it was time, and it was almost something that had grown too big for them to handle, a year-round project. But they still wanted to do something in memory of the people they ride for. And they chose a couple of local charities, Butler County Special Olympics and Robin's Home, to help with their cause, too. So when you participate in the ride this year or the bike nights, why, that money, you know, is going to stay here locally, too. So that's pretty cool. So some help for Robin's Home.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great ride they do every year.
Yeah. Speaking of rides, Shady Lady Productions, you got the Thunder at the Barn Bike Nights fired back up, too. Let's hope we get some doggone good weather, because we certainly are deserving of it for the next 6 months.
Yeah, we just kicked that off this past Wednesday, first one for this year. We're only going to do it, we're going back to the way we used to do it, just once a month, every third Wednesday of the month. And we had Sam Stuckey out from the Well Strung Band. So.
Cool. And that's the cool part. Oh, yeah. You got bikes, you got food, you got bands or musicians. Each and every week,
yeah,
you
can
do it.
You can catch Sam quite often at Donnie Yozo's open mic down at the Rock Ann Haven. That's where I met him, and boy, he's an incredible talent. And supposedly he's putting out some new music and a CD at some point, so I think we actually have him scheduled as a guest in the future. So
Awesome. We'll get him in here. I remember seeing some posts from Donnie of Sam, and I was like, wow, I've never met him, so
yeah.
I'd be anxious to do that. But yeah, keep that in mind. Once a month out at Peter B's, Shady Lady, bringing you an opportunity to have some fun on a Wednesday night. And, of course, we're going to be gearing up. We'll talk a little bit later on about Band Jam coming up, because that's the next topic of discussion that will be happening here around these parts in July, and we're looking forward to that. And here we are right now, a week away from talking some Grassy stuff, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, that's next week. We're going to be doing our Grassy nominee preview show.
How about it?
Wow.
Wow. Sorry for that reality, but it's coming together quick, and that means we'll be announcing the Grassy Award-winning band at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Not necessarily meaning they'll be there. We've been lucky for 5 years that they have been. But we don't control that. You, the listeners out there, do. So please tune in next week. And your Memorial Day weekend Sunday night show for the Grassroots Show will be the 12 songs who will be nominees this year for the Grassy Award. And that's about the only thing that we here at the radio station control is the nominees. The winners are determined by the listener.
I can't believe we're there already. I still have to gather myself here a minute. Boy, yeah. Grassy nominee show. They're going to be doing band jam preview shows, and it's going to be the band jam.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going fast, isn't it? Comes quick. And hopefully it's not over too quick because we enjoy the heck out of that weekend. And we'll talk more about that a little bit later on because we're going to visit with some gentlemen tonight who are known as the band Dempsey. And they're relatively new as an act and new to this area, although some people that are from this area or the region anyway. And we'll find out about them and what they have. Some very inspirational stories, I think, are to be told. But first, let's get to some music. And Utah, you had an opportunity to pop into a music festival over the weekend and saw some old friends.
Yeah, I wasn't able to stay very long, but I got down to the Millvale Music Festival, which was a pretty cool thing. The whole town was bumping despite the weather and some problems with power, but they seemed to have got through it and pulled the whole festival off. It looks like a lot of fun. I'm going to try and plan to spend more time down there next year at it, but was able to pop into Mr. Smalls and catch Vit DiBacco, who, speaking of the band jam, he'll be making his solo debut at the band jam this year. He's, of course, played with the Highland Brothers Band in the past at it. But, yeah, I was able to catch him. And one of my favorite songs he did is Wish It Would Rain. Of course, that was not what they wanted on on Saturday by any means. But it's a great little song, and say we could throw that on for Vit.
All right, let's do that. We'll just add a little... We'll add a little word in there. We wish it would not rain.
Yes.
But, yeah. Oh, great stuff from Vit. And speaking of the Highland Brothers Band, actually performed down at the Millvale, too, and got soaking wet, I was told. But Justin Highland gave me some good top secret information that I'm going to let out of the bag. And that is they're going to be at the Band Jam, of course, this year, the new four-piece Highland Brothers Band. And we've been teasing some new music from them. Well, Justin said if all the forces in nature work properly, they are going to be releasing their brand new album at the Band Jam. So you'll want to be there for that.
That is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And, we'll see. Yeah, they've been a 5-time nominee for the Grassy Award. We'll see if they get a number 6 designation. And is it their year? I don't know. But we'll find out. We've got another cut from the brand new album that we'll tease for you. And just stay tuned. The new CD should be released at Band Jam, and you get your hands on it. We're going to do Bottom of the Bottle here tonight on the Grassroots Show from the Highland Brothers Band, following an old friend, Vit DiBacco. It's tonight with the band Dempsey and the Wings here on 97.7 FM and streaming as well at 977rocks.com.
I wish it would rain and fall on my shoulder. I wish it would rain and wash over me. I can see the world with the gray clouds rolling. Wish it could, wish it would rain. Drop a line in the sand, run straight through your heart. Only time can heal as we drift apart. It tears me to pieces, lost love's vicious cycle. The tighter we grasp, shatter all we had. There's another broken promise, another aching heart, just longing for some hope, dying for a spark. I wish it would rain and fall on my shoulder. Wish it would rain and wash over me. I could see the world with the gray clouds rolling. Wish it could, wish it would rain. Well, it's believed looking through the shadows can be found a piece of you, a piece of me. There's a thousand lonely people with a million aching souls. They're falling apart like clouds on that below. A verse, a rhyme, something left unsaid. Thought one time from my mind, so I shift my thoughts and let it go unspoken. Was it just a dream that I can't believe?
fall on my shoulder, wish it would rain and wash over me. I can see the world with the gray clouds rolling. I wish it could, I wish it would rain.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our show here tonight, The Grassroots Show, local music on The Rock Station, 97.7. In this segment, brought to you by the Rainbow Inn at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. Buckos have been doing pretty well. Man cans are cold. I don't know what else you need Monday through Saturday, starting at 11 a.m., whatever time of day that fits your schedule. You can stop by and pop on in and support one of our great local businesses that have been so supportive of local music and the Grassroots Show here on Sunday nights.
You must stop in and thank them for supporting local music. They helped get this show off the ground many years ago.
That's right.
So stop in and say thanks. Buy a man can.
There you go. It's the Rainbow in the heart of Freeport. You can't miss it. If you're turning off Route 356, you have to pass the Rainbow. So why pass it? Stop in before you move on. Just make it part of your trek. We're going to visit with the band Dempsey tonight, some gentlemen who have been in the music scene for a while and a project they have together. We want to welcome vocalist and guitarist, Mr. Billy Smaltz, who's with us. Billy, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Sitting next to Billy is the bass player, Garrett English. Hey, Garrett, welcome to the show.
Hello.
And lead guitarist, Drew Salzano. Did I say that right, Drew?
Yes, yeah, actually.
Good to see you. Well, let's kind of go around the table here, and we'll find out a little bit about each individual and a little bit of your musical background. Billy, where are you from?
Actually, I'm from Youngstown, Ohio.
Okay.
I used to play in me and my man Drew. He was my bass player in a band called Tilt 360. We played from like 1999 to about 2010. Went everywhere the little minivan could take us. We did a song for my friend who's a middleweight champ of the world, Kelly Pavlik, and that was like our last CD. It's called Point Blank, and that was kind of like, you know, we was doing good, you know what I mean? But unfortunately, some things happened, and we broke up. But okay. How I got down here was through the VA, and now I've been in Butler since 2015, and we started this project here.
Okay. Trio?
Yeah, well... we're looking for a drummer, so okay. Anyone's out there. Now, my man who recorded that demo down there up in Youngstown, he's a drummer, so we had him play a little bit on the demo so we could get one out and then look for someone around here.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So so right now a trio looking to be a four-bit piece band and looking forward to playing out and about.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little background on what got you involved in music, Billy. Did you come from a musical family, or what's the scoop?
Actually, no, I didn't. I'm a boxer, and in late 2000, my career kind of ended from an injury, and I just loved music. And it was around the time when like Rage Against the Machine, Limp Bizkit, Korn. I couldn't sing at all. I was a rapper.
Okay.
So it was kind of like I got together with him. We did like this rap metal thing, and then it evolved into a way better thing. But I just wanted to be, I love music, and I wanted to start a band. And I jumped full force into that, and, you know. But yeah, it was rap. Yeah. It was a rapper, yeah.
Okay. Self-taught. I mean, obviously, you're going to be playing guitar here tonight. A couple of the cuts that you're going to do from your demo. Is it something that you've picked up on your own or any formal training?
No, actually, this is the first time I ever played and sang this project. In Tilt, I was just a lead singer. I never played guitar. I mean, okay. I played a little bit and dabbled, but mm-hmm. 3 years ago, I picked an acoustic up, and I've been training with it. And it's changed my whole, I mean, singing and playing, and especially acoustic. You know what I mean? You're exposed pretty good.
Yeah.
So it trained my hand real good. But yeah, since 15, this is the first time I played and sang. So it's all new. It's all new.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And Tilt 360, I mean, that was a whole different fashion style of music than what you're doing today, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember you guys can play one on the local to see the contrast of we was like a hard rock metal band. It was melodic. It wasn't like metal, but we did a lot. If you listen to it, yeah, it's a complete different style. Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. Garrett English is the bass player. Garrett, a little background of yourself and where you're from.
Born and raised in Butler. Grew up at the top of Center Avenue Hill, so I'm hometown boy. Went to Butler High School. I started music young. I can remember, you know, like my mom having a bunch of like old Rusted Root CDs and Dave Matthews Band, and you know, like getting a hold of those, listening to those a little bit. But I always wanted to make music, and whenever I was in fifth grade and I was allowed to play an instrument for the first time, whenever I was able to join the band, my grandpa had a clarinet, and I started playing clarinet. And you know, got made fun of a lot. And after a year, went over to the saxophone, you know, played in the school band. But, like, I always wanted to move on to the next thing. My Fidoli here in town, Fidoli's Music, he's actually related to me through the marriage of my aunt. And, you know, we went down there one day, and my parents bought me my first electric guitar. I was self-taught for a very long time, playing lots of acoustic, electric, whatever I could, just kind of playing by myself. Played by myself for a really long time, and, you know, it wasn't until, like, the last 2 years that I started playing bass guitar. Met Billy. Billy likes to do a lot of things for the community, help out. And I just so happened to run into him after one of those things. And, you know, we started talking, and, you know, I told him I played bass. I had an acoustic bass, and he said he had an acoustic band. So, you know, I got to – these guys have a lot of experience, and I got to start playing with them and, you know, learn what it's like to be in a band. And, like Billy tells me, to be a humble bass player and just, you know, be low-key and in the background and – you know, learning a lot from these guys.
That's cool. Good stuff. Drew, how about you? Give us a little background to yourself.
Well, I was born in Newcastle. I never really grew up much in a musical family either. I just, I don't know, I guess I kind of fell in love with music when I became like a teenager, and you get those like teen angsty years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I was always a heavy metal guy. I always have been, you know. So that just kind of spoke to me, and I don't really know, like, where it came from or whatever. Like, a lot of it was, like, hard rock from my dad, because, you know, my parents were separated, and my dad was just, like, the coolest guy, you know what I mean? So I started getting into, like, AC/DC and stuff, because I knew that's what he listened to, and it just sort of progressed from there. And, yeah, I really honestly couldn't tell you a story of, like, when I decided I wanted to play guitar. It just seemed like...
just kind of happened.
Just kind of happened, pretty much, and... yeah, I did lessons for a little while. I had like a crappy rental acoustic and stuff, because then, you know, parents don't want to buy you a guitar. You're gonna just quit, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was about 14 when I started playing and taking lessons and stuff, and I just kind of spent all my money on it ever since. So, that's where I'm at.
Life of a musician. Is yeah. is that how that goes?
Yeah.
Now, how did you and Billy meet up?
Well, there was a store called New York Music.
Liars.
Yeah, because this was like pre-internet, you know what I mean? So you couldn't just get on Facebook or whatever. So you had to actually like write letters and go do stuff. So we went to this store, and there was a big bulletin board, and everybody would put their ads up on the bulletin board. Mm-hmm. And Bill's kind of stuck out to me because I was a metal guy, and at the time I kind of wanted to get into more stuff. And his ad was like, you know, searching for, you know, someone that can play a diverse array of music. You know, was into like funk and grunge and all kinds of crazy stuff. So as a musician, that really interested me to get to do stuff outside of my comfort zone. So I just called the number out of the blue, you know, and we had a friend of ours, Heather. She was our drummer at the time. Bill met her first. Yeah. And so that was about it. Just, you know, we met down the street from her house outside the Pizza Joe's or whatever. And
Newcastle.
Yeah, in Newcastle, and that, the rest is history, I guess. So I just answered an ad, basically, you know what I mean?
Hey, worked for Lars Ulrich that way, too, you know?
Yeah,
so.
No doubt.
Pre-internet.
Like. The old-fashioned way, you had to write letters.
Write letters, cool. Put little tags with your numbers, they could tear them off.
That's good stuff. Visiting with the guys from Dempsey here tonight, and you're going to do some songs live in the studio here. We're going to start out with The Dash. Billy, tell us give a little background to The Dash.
Well, you know, The Dash, actually, if the title of the song, because I want to explain that, because it's kind of like, you got that?
Mic drop. They're tearing the studio apart.
Yeah. Right, here we go. Never have his back, huh? If you look at a tombstone, you have the birth date real big and when they died real big, and in the middle, the smallest part is a dash, is how they lived. And for me, you know, I'm living a whole different life. Not to get too much into it, but this has been a whole new life for me in recovery. You know, I come down to the VA. I struggled a long time with addiction, and I'm not afraid to tell my story, you know. Mm-hmm. And in short, I got here through the criminal justice system.
Okay.
And Butler's been a blessing since. So my whole life since, you know, here, and I'm living in the dash, you know what I mean? So I just, you know, I looked at that and I was like, you know, they got the birth date and the death real big, but the most important part is how the person lived, and it's the smallest part, the dash.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that story's kind of, that one's actually about me, a lot of it, and the, That some songs I write are just directly to my life and some of the stuff I went through. Some are just, you know, I just take it from a different perspective of someone. But that one, yeah, has a lot to do with my own personal life.
Fascinating, yeah. Fascinating. Well, let's give it a listen. It's Dempsey, the band, here tonight with Billy, Drew, and Garrett. And this is The Dash on The Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7.
Talking about he's going to get it. This is a story about a man. I will explain it the best I can. Oh, he was bound and damned by fate, but God's plan never comes too late. Now he takes a look in the mirror. He's so disgusted, it brings him to tears. He said, who's that man looking back at me? What happened to the one I was trying to be? Oh, there's no room in this world for me. Everywhere I went, I felt like a disease. Things have changed. Yeah, to keep my place. Oh, come on. He said, is it just too late? By the looks of my surroundings, it has to be. Oh, I'm sitting alone in a cage, consumed by guilt and burnt by rage. Oh, mistakes was made. When loved ones pay, it's time he owns his soul, he can change. Yeah, now mistakes was made, and loved ones pay. It's time he owns his soul, he can change. Little boy says, hey mama, from the picture I look just like my dad. What was it I did that made him so mad? One minute he's here and then he's gone. Oh, and it feels like it been so long. I just wonder where he's gonna be. And when I see him again, will he recognize me? Oh, now I just wonder where he's gonna be. And when will he recognize me? Oh, there's no room in this world for me. Everywhere
and broken and all alone because of the wreckage of a war zone. Let the enemy in and he took control. I got caught slipping, damn near lost my soul. Had to go away and I did some time, but you was always on my mind. Moments to memories, yeah, memories fade. Time stands still, but yet we remain. If you're not too busy in your life, notice me. Oh, I'm standing on the sideline. If you're not too busy in your life, notice me. I'm standing on the sideline. I know it was meant to be, but I confess, baby girl, the killer is me. From the ashes, oh, here I stand, a new creature, but still a man. Give me one shot, it's all I need to cover the distance and slow the bleed. But if you don't, it's out of my control. I'll see you on the other side where nothing grows old. If you're not too busy in your life, notice me. Oh, I'm standing on the sideline. If you're not too busy in your life, notice me. I'm standing on the sideline. If you're not too busy in your life, notice me. I'm standing on the sideline. If you're not too busy in your life, notice me. Oh, I'm standing on the sideline. If you're not too busy in your life, notice me. Oh, I'm standing on the sideline.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on The Grassroots Show here tonight, The Rock Station, 97.7. In this segment, brought to you by Bros's Superette, where they have Butler's Best Hot Sausage. Good for this time of year because you'd be grilling out. They've got all kinds of different cuts of steaks, deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads. In fact, there's always something delicious in the case, whether it's the deli case or the meat case. Stop on by and get the freshest meat around. Bros is Superette, right? Well, we call it High in the Hill, and right on the price. They're at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue here in Butler. Bros is Super Rent, sponsoring this segment of our show tonight. We're visiting with the guys from Dempsey, right now a trio. But hey, if you're a drummer, this is your billboard post right here.
Yeah, man. This is our flyer.
That's it. Yeah, visiting with Billy Smaltz, Garrett English, and Drew Salzano, who you just heard the song Sideline from their demo. Billy, tell us a little bit about Sideline.
Sideline actually is about my son's mother. We was trying to work that out, and it was during a period where I was here, and we was trying to work things out, and that whole song, if you hear the lyrics, it was something how it went down. But she's still up in Youngstown. My boy's up there, so I get to go back and forth and see him. But, yeah, when I wrote that, it was about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fascinating. You guys have been together, what, you said 3 years now, roughly?
Me and Drew, me and him have always, even through all the stuff we was going through, we've done a little project called Hawaiian Shaka, and I always kept in touch with Drew. You
know, I can never get rid of this guy.
Yeah. Everywhere I'd come, and he'd be living somewhere in Ohio, then he'd be living in Vallant, then he'd be living anywhere around PA.
Yeah.
But we would meet up, and I'd ask, we would write. We was always close, man. We was good friends, and when I come down here, and he's living up by Grove City, and I was like, hey, man, start coming down. I got these songs I'm writing. It's totally different. And, you know, Drew's a hell of a musician, man. This guy has the most talent I've seen. Actually, he's probably one of the best I've ever met. And he played bass in my Tilt Band, but he's mm-hmm. a good guitar player, and I need a lead. I'm playing rhythm. So, and he started coming down at 15. We get, like, maybe once every couple weeks. You know, we don't get too much time to practice, but
I paid him a lot of money to say all these nice things about me.
I saw the cash exchange.
Yeah, right.
From where I'm sitting, I can see what's going on.
Thanks for the,
under
thanks,
the table there.
Thanks for the 50 cent. No. Since I've been jamming with him for a minute, you know, we've been working on these for a while. And then, you know, Garrett, like I said, met him in the community. And mm-hmm. he's a great dude, man. Like, I met him, we clicked right away. And he's all about positivity and doing things too, giving back. And that's what my life's about. Mm-hmm. That's why I really like when you tell their posts and, you know, rock done right. And I see all the, you know, we did a veterans thing benefit. Anything to raise, that's what we're about. Mm-hmm. We really want to just play music to give back, to, like, raise awareness or money for certain causes.
Cool.
And Garrett was on board with that, so I was like, man, we need bass. He's like, I play bass. So I said, let's go ahead.
There you go. Yeah. So anybody out there listening as well, there's your post on the utility pole outside of the music shop there. If you have an event going on and you need a band, I'm sure Dempsey would love to be able to come out and help you out. Now, obviously, Billy, you said you've been a boxer. Obviously, is that where the name came from, Dempsey?
Yeah, Jack Dempsey's one. Muhammad Ali's my favorite fighter of all time. But yeah. Jack Dempsey, for the contrast and style, is right underneath him. And it was my nickname on the south side back home. This guy, Lucky, used to come in, just yell my name. He's like, Dempsey. And it stuck forever. And I was like, because I'm Irish, and he was Irish. And I used to say, is it because of my right hand? Because he had a hell of a right hand. He said, well, no, you look like him. Your hair stick up like an afro. When I was young, 15.
Yeah.
So he was just, it stuck since then. And when I started this thing, I just wanted to call it Dempsey. And I related a lot to my life as a boxer, but that's where the name came up. Just nickname from the Southside Boxing Club.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. Southside of Youngstown.
Southside.
That's good stuff. Till
I die.
What's the game plan here for the future? I mean, obviously you have the demo here. You're still writing. You're looking to do more material and get stuff out.
Yeah, we have a lot of other songs. You know, we have a set. We have a full set. We could actually be a good opener. You know, and I'd like to just. You know, I don't know too much about the scene. The shows we played when it was just me and Drew was back in Youngstown because I had connections, you know, Cedars and Shippers. We played a couple like that. The one we did here was for Compere Corps, my man Roy in Utah did that, the Vet Night Out, and it was at the American Legion. It was great. So, I don't know much about the scene. I hear y'all's station. I hear Peter B. I hear all these places, and I'm, like, interested in it. But, you know, now we got a full act, and hopefully we'd even play now, you know, like this. But I do want to add drums, you know, but that's taking some time. But anything for a good cause, you
that's
know.
Cool.
And,
cool.
I hear y'all station, and you guys do a lot for local music. I really love it.
Do you have a place people can contact you, Facebook or whatever, you know, if they want to reach out to you? Can they get in?
Yeah, Facebook's all I got. I haven't gone further than that. I don't know what the hell else is other Instagram. All this other stuff, the blue F is as far as I got. And I'm staying that way. I get confused easy, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, I know. You almost need to, you need a full-time manager with all the social media availabilities that's out there nowadays. It's crazy.
And I think that's an actual position anymore, is social media coordinator.
So I mean, you know, even in my world, you know, it's all we got to do around here. It's something to do every week.
Right. No, I hear you, man. No one got time for that, though, all that managing. But it is a good platform. You know, sure. I do like it. But, if you type in Dempsey, I really don't know how to get straight to the – if you type in Dempsey, you'll see, from what I've seen, Patrick Dempsey, some actor, and then Jack Dempsey. But it'll come up Dempsey Butler Musician Band.
Okay.
So if you could just – you know, if you go to Facebook and type Dempsey up there, we come up and you'll see a picture of us, and it says Butler PA Band. And you can PM me. My name is Billy Smaltz. You can get on the site and see any one of us in private message if you want to get a hold of. But we usually post which shows or what things are going on that site.
Very cool.
Yeah, man.
Look forward to seeing a whole lot more of Dempsey in the future here. You guys, we're going to do another live cut, and then we're going to play a song from the demo itself. But you have a song called Tides that we're going to do live here. And give us a little background of that. Obviously, a very weather-related song, I guess you could say.
Huh? Yeah, yeah. Winds of change in life. But the tides, you know, I look at life as, you know, like tides and seasons change. Mm-hmm. And the tides of my life are always changing. So when I wrote that, it was a lot of, you know, struggle to new life. And so, but throughout this life, there's going to be different tides, you know what I mean? And when I wrote that, it's really about the tides of life. You know, they're always changing, good or bad, but they always do change.
Yeah.
So
cool. And we'll follow that up with The Blood, which was from your demo. Give us a little background to that song.
The Blood is purely about Jesus. It's about the blood he shed on the cross, and it's why I'm saved. I didn't know nothing about him and how that went down till I was 38 years old. And I found salvation locked up on the murder range of county jail. Most oddest of places, but yeah, that song is purely about the blood. It's exactly what it means.
Be a good story to hear, so we'll give that a listen to as well. Billy Smaltz, Garrett English, Drew Salzano, great to meet you guys here tonight. Best of luck in the future in everything you're doing. And again, if you're somebody out there doing a fundraiser and you want some help, these guys would love to help bring their band Dempsey to your stage.
Right. So not worried about getting paid or nothing.
Good to see you guys.
He spends all his money anyway.
He spends all his money. You better ask Drew back there.
He might want paid.
Guys, thanks for coming in and sharing your story and sharing your music with us here tonight on the Grassroots Show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. This is really awesome.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, old man. Station's great.
It's the Grassroots Show with the band Dempsey here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
fire. Behind these eyes, oh, where my demons lie to hide. But these tides of my life are always changing. I'm waiting on the new season. These tides of my life are always changing. I'm waiting. There's gotta be the reason.
Be sure to check out Steamworks Creative. They're located on Route 8 south of Butler down in the Gibsonia area. And they are a performance music venue where every Tuesday night our friend Mary Lou Scherter is there and always has a special guest from 7:30 to 10. It's a featured artist in an open stage. For example, last week Don Shear from Anger the Ant was there. A lot of different talent graces the stage. Mary Lou sits down, interviews them, does a Facebook Live, so you can catch it there as well. Encourage you to stop by and check it out. Also coming up this weekend, Friday, May 25th, the Damaged Pies. Well, I guess that's actually next weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend. The Damaged Pies will be there, $10 admission. Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, the May 26th date, is the T.C. Davis Band for an acoustic set, and they'll have some beer tasting by the Leaning Cask as well. $10 admission for that. Also, check out Washboard Tony this week. He'll be out at Cooper's Station Restaurant on Tuesday night. That's May 22nd from 7 to 9 p.m. And then later on in the week on Friday, Washboard Tony heads over to Cummings Candy and Coffee West on Route 68 for a performance. And he'll be at the Farmer's Market Saturday morning, May 26th. So if you're around Memorial Day weekend, be sure to pop around. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar coming up Saturday, June 2nd, the Noble Hops Band will be performing as part of the U.S. Military Vets MC Ride
at the American Legion Post number 18. That's in Slickville, Pennsylvania. And then on Saturday, June 9th, two different events to catch the Noble Hops Band. Start your day at the Butler Farmers Market on the island area of Butler at 9 a.m. And then later that day, they'll be at Recon Brewing during Jeep Fest. And mark your calendar for Wednesday, June 20th, another Thunder at the Barn Bike Night. And this one will feature our friend Mary Lou Scherter. $2 tacos, Coors Light with Twisted Tea specials, giveaways, and Ghetto Harley-Davidson. And you know where it is, the Rockin' Red Barn. Peter B's, a Thunder at the Barn Bike Night.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. In this segment, brought to you by P&W Construction. We appreciate their support of the local music scene and helping to present our Grassroots Show here every Sunday night. And our thanks to the band Dempsey joining us tonight to play some tunes in the studio. And you also heard a song from their demo called The Blood. Great to have those guys in. And probably kind of perfect timing the way things played out with their story and the Robbins Home benefit that we just had this past weekend with the Rock Done Right tour. And, well, lo and behold, what are we geared up for next? We get geared up for, obviously, next week talking about the Grassy Award nominees. And you'll get to vote for the entire month after that of it. But, of course, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival is our premier event of the year, highlighting the Grassroots show with at least 20 acts, musicians, individuals, who will be performing the weekend of July 13th through 15th at Cooper's Lake Campground, presented in part by your local McDonald's restaurants. And appreciate some of the other folks that have come on board and helped support the cause. Lamette Productions, of course, Shady Lady Productions, Huffnagel and Majors, Trailer Sales. You also have Apparel Custom Prints, who will be doing the shirts live out there this year. They'll be doing right on the spot, so you can pick your size, style, or whatever.
Just had a meeting with them, getting all geared up for it, so looking forward to it.
Going to be a great weekend. The band tickets are out if you know any of the bands. If you go to thebandjam.com, it tells you all the bands that are going to be there for the weekend. If you know any of the bands, you can buy tickets from them. They have tickets on hand. There are a number of locations out and about. If you're down in Pittsburgh, Super Monkey Recording Studio, the record shop, they have tickets down there. If you go up north of Butler toward Interstate 80, the Butcherine's Beer Distributor up in the Boyers area, they have tickets up there. Of course, we have them here at our studios. Also, Route 8 south of Butler, Steamworks Creative have tickets, and appreciate John Vento and all of his support of helping to promote our cause as well.
Yeah, so that's three very convenient locations to cover this whole area, so make sure you get some.
Yeah, or you can order them online as well at thebandjam.com. There's a link there, and you can download them right at your home. Save yourself $5 by getting them ahead of time, then purchasing them at the gate. The tickets, basically it averages out to $1 a band for you to see the entire weekend. If you do pay at the gate, you're going to pay $5 more. So it's $20 pre-sale, $25 at the gate. So, and it is at the same time, too, if you'd like to stay for the weekend, there's a lot of camping out of Cooper's Lake Campground, and we have that link from the bandjam.com site where you can link over to Cooper's Lake Campground and reserve your spot and get more details on that. That is a separate charge. There's been a lot of excitement surrounding what's happening out of Cooper's Lake, of course, with the specialty shows that they have. And they actually have had so many people wanting to go out and enjoy that place that they've opened up the first weekend in June. They're having an open weekend for camping. So, you know, check it out. Go out and scope it out and scope your spot. And you can come back out in July and enjoy the band jam.
Sounds like a great plan.
I love it. And, hey, by the way, kids 17 and under get in free. So
yes, they do.
Can't beat a deal like that.
Nope.
So then you can come out and enjoy the announcement of the Grassy Award and find out who won this year.
Wonder if they'll be there. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, the reigning champions Needs Hotel Band from this past year, so they'll be giving the crown over to the next act in line, because that's the only rule we really have that restricts anybody from we don't have repeat winners back-to-back years. It does get shared, so. But that means other bands that may have been a winner in the past, who knows? Maybe they'll be a nominee this year again. You never know. So, going to get to some music and another act that will be part of Band Jam and new material. Speaking of the Holland Brothers releasing their new CD at the Band Jam. There's going to be some new material coming out from Rob Rausch.
Yeah, Acoustic Fingers is going to be back at the Band Jam, and he's got a brand new CD that is going to drop on May 25th. And he's kind of got a band with him this time on this CD, so it's still, you know, still Acoustic Fingers, but a little backbeat to it as well. He's put out a really cool little video to go with it, and it's the opening track of the CD. It's called Love is Kind, Life is Cruel, and we're going to debut it here, and we're going to have him on the air in a couple weeks.
So. Oh, fantastic. I loved his last CD.
Oh, yeah. It's well, he was a nominee last year for the band, or for the Grassy. So.
That's right. That's right. So, well, we'll see if he is this year or not. And we're also going to debut a brand new band who sent us an email, got in touch via grassroots@bcrnetwork.com and said, hey, we've got a tune for you. The band Gone South, who are a country southern rock styling kind of band. They do covers, but also do some originals as well. Been around for about 10 years, I understand, led by Tim Palmer and Rich Grundle. I hope I said that correctly. Some great, great slide guitar work on this. We just heard some slide work from Drew and the band Dempsey in the studio here. But I think you'll dig this. This is a song called Back to the Country. It's the band Gone South, following Acoustic Fingers. And next week, it's all Grassy Award nominees. So be sure to tune in at 7 o'clock next Sunday night, and we'll see you then. It's the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Silent, but love can make you sing. Life leaves you lost and stranded, but love can give you wings. Over and under, life spins you around, lifting you higher.
Love's born.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. When we say a better deal, we mean it. Spring into Honda North today and test drive the 2018 Civic. Named the best small car best buy of 2018 by KBB.com. Buying or leasing, we've got a better deal waiting for you at Honda North. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. America.
name is Brian. I like the variety, classic stuff that I remember growing up.
The Rock Station, 97.7. Station 97.7. We'll be right back. Rock Station. 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. On The Rock Station. 97.7.
It's the fine art of falling apart in this town. I hope you all see what's happening here in this town. I told you all 10 years ago in a song. I told you to get out and never look back and never let it go. 'Cause it's the fine art of falling apart in this town. And I hope I can escape, I hope I can escape, I hope it's not too late. And I hope I can escape, I hope I can escape, I hope it's not too late.